Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast. I want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of
living the ADHD life. My goal is to bring together the best experts and the best information about ADHD and to make it understandable and actionable. Today, I recorded this episode alone because I wanted everyone to hear my voice when I started talking about this topic. Episode 299 is about ADHD and excuses and using ADHD as an excuse. As you can probably tell, I have some opinions about this. Before I get started, I want to pretend for a second that I'm a professional podcaster, so please go to iTunes and leave me reviews. I would really, really appreciate it. I actually wrote a post called ADHD is Not an Excuse, and I wrote this post, I'm going to say 2 years ago. I rescheduled it, and it came back up. And I updated it a little bit, but then I thought, no, I'm actually going to talk about this on the podcast. I'll leave it on the website too. Like I said, it's called ADHD is Not an Excuse. Let's get started. As I said, I have this thing, and I don't know if it's generational. I don't know if it's a product of how I was raised. I do not like excuses. And I really don't like excuses for ADHD. So let me explain just a minute what I mean by this. I'm sure we've all heard people say things like, you're using it as an excuse, or you've heard people say things like, it was as if I had ADD or something. And that kind of stuff is very annoying. Yes, it's very, very annoying because we all know that when you have ADHD, it is 24/7 and it does not go away. And so when someone says something to us like you're making an excuse or, oh, I forget things too, yeah, it's annoying. Just that's all. And I'm just going to say this. What really burns my butt and annoys me even more than people that sort of deny ADHD, what really burns my butt is people who have ADHD and then don't treat it, and they use it as an excuse. Okay? It gets my panties in a knot. Do not ignore, deny, do not do that, and then use the ADHD as an excuse when you need to. I'm going to give you an example of this. I get, oh gosh, no less than one email a day. I get more than one email a day, but usually one of them. And one direct message. I get direct messages a lot too from people. And it's funny because they'll find me on social media and they will want to engage with me. And they will send me their entire life story. And sometimes the subject line actually says things like, help. I mean, I've gotten more than one email that said help or help me in the subject line. So obviously these people are in crisis. And when someone emails me their whole life story or direct messages me 1,000 words about what's happening in their life, I know that they are in crisis and I know that they are in pain. And over the years, I have learned that I can't really help anybody or even guide anybody toward help if in an email or, you know, especially in a direct message. I can't do that. So I can't spend hours engaging. So what I've done is I've started to just answer all of them pretty much the same way. I say,
I'm going to assume since you contacted me that you've been diagnosed. So how are you treating your ADHD right now?
What are you doing to treat the ADHD? I'll usually say it that way, like in one or two sentences. Thank you for contacting me. How are you currently treating your ADHD? Sometimes they just don't answer because obviously they're in way too big of a crisis to answer. But other times I do get an answer. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, the answer I get is I can't treat my ADHD or I choose. I've had people tell me they're choosing not to treat their ADHD.
but they're still in crisis and they still want help. And I have a real problem with somebody who wants help and wants support, and they want it for free, no less, but they don't want to actually treat the diagnosis itself. I've had people, this manifests itself a couple different ways, but I've had people tell me that they tried the meds for a couple of days and it didn't do anything. And there's a whole other podcast there. But I've had people tell me that they've tried the meds, or that their cousin's best friend's neighbor had a reaction, so they don't want to take meds. They don't even want to try it. And then if I suggest things like therapy, then it's, well, I don't, my family doesn't believe in therapy. Like that, we don't do that. That's crazy. People go to therapy. And I had one person tell me, I don't want anybody inside my head. And I thought, well, how did you get the diagnosis? But anyway, if you won't pursue, you know, therapy and treatment, and you're refusing to try meds, and you're refusing to even disclose your ADHD to people in your life that are close to you, then you probably shouldn't be telling me, a stranger, your life story. And you probably shouldn't be angry that the world doesn't accept you the way you are, because I hear that a lot too. Why doesn't the world just accept me for who I am? Well, this is the thing, and this is some tough love here. I believe in neurodiversity. My son's on the spectrum. I have ADHD. Obviously, you know, obviously neurodiversity is important to me. Public awareness and acceptance is important to me. I have to advocate for myself and my son all the time. But this is the difference between me and some of these people that email me, is I don't expect the world to change for me. Do I want them to understand? Yes. But do I expect the world and other humans to change for me? No, I don't. And so I don't make excuses for myself, for my behavior. I don't make excuses based on the fact that I have ADHD. I'll be honest about it, but I don't use it as an excuse. When I screw up, I own it. And the same for my son. And the school knows that they can talk to me, because the school knows that I'm not going to make excuses. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. You cannot make excuses about ADHD or use your ADHD as an excuse for losing your house, for losing your marriage, for your life falling apart if you are not treating it. Just please don't do that. ADHD is very emotional, but that does not mean that you are unable to function in the world. Yes, without treatment, it's going to be a lot harder. You do need some support. And I understand all of the emotional regulation stuff. I love talking about executive function, and I love talking about shame and rejection-sensitive dysphoria. But our inability to regulate our emotions is neurological, and we can't expect other people to tiptoe around us. We can't. That is not how the world works, and I don't see it that changing. Other humans are never going to like it if you are chronically late. Your coworkers are never going to like it if you have angry outbursts in meetings. It's they're not going to. I mean, no matter how accepting we become as a society of ADHD and spectrum disorders and even other mental health conditions, people that are bipolar, you know, even though we are raising awareness about mental health, depression, anxiety, all of this stuff, the world is still going to expect us to show up and do a good job of managing it, or at least show that we're trying to manage it. So emotional stuff, do not use your rejection-sensitive dysphoria, your emotional dysregulation as an excuse. Seriously. Again, I am very sympathetic. I have all kinds of emotional regulation issues. I admit to it. I take medications for it. I've taken antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds for it. And I talk to therapists. But I do not ever blame my emotional reaction or overreaction to something on ADHD. I don't. Okay, next thing, impulsive behaviors. I'm going to tell you a personal story about impulsive behavior, in my life. In college, I was a huge party girl. When I was in my 20s, I've mentioned this before, I stopped taking my ADHD meds when I graduated, and I was living still in a town called Manayunk outside Philadelphia, and it was right after I graduated. I was paying $6.50 a month in rent in Manayunk. Manayunk used to be a cool place. I don't know if it is now.
It was a stretch for me to pay that $6.50 per month.
It was a stretch for me every month. And long story, but I had a really nice landlord who lived in the building, and I decided impulsively to go on a Vegas trip with a couple of my sorority sisters. So we went on a 4-day trip to Las Vegas, and I had been putting away like $100 out of each paycheck.
As I tell this story, I realize this is also a great example of time blindness.
So I had the money for the plane trip and the hotel room we were sharing. Four girls in a hotel room. It wasn't that expensive, but get this. I planned this trip to Vegas with my friends in like a 2-week period, went on the trip, and I had about $40 in cash on me when we left Philadelphia International Airport. I had not even considered that I may need to eat in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, I had one credit card. I had been very good with credit and had not overused it in college. And so I did have a credit card. And I actually remember sitting on the plane and thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to feed myself on a credit card in Las Vegas because I have no cash. I have $40 on me. I ate a granola bar for breakfast. Like, what am I going to do? So I didn't want to tell anyone that I hadn't thought about this ahead, that I hadn't brought some cash with me, that I hadn't planned. And my girlfriends knew I had ADHD, but they also knew from living with me in the house that I used to take medication. And so I just didn't say anything. And I lived on my credit card for 4 days. I came home and my rent was due. And I had not considered that the rent would be due 3 days or something after I came home. And so I had to go to my landlord and knock on his door because he lives in my building. He knew I was gone for 4 days. I had to knock on his door and I had to be like, I just got into town and I was checking my bank statement and I don't have the money for my rent on Friday. And he asked me when I got paid and I told him the following Friday, a week, 10 days or so out. And he said, okay, pay me then. And he was gracious about it. But guess what that meant? I paid him a week later. And then 3 weeks later, my rent was due again. So in 3 weeks time, I paid my rent twice because I was not planning. And I impulsively thought it would be fun to go to Las Vegas with my friends. And it was fun. But that is an example of what happens when you are not treating your ADHD, because I wasn't. I wasn't talking to anyone about it. I was actually sort of in denial and I was not taking medication. And I've had people, actually just within the last week, I had someone email me and say they were gonna get evicted from their rental because they haven't paid the rent in 3 months. And it made me think back to those college, that year after college when I took that trip to Vegas. I'll tell you what, I have never been late on rent and I've never been late on my mortgage since then. And that was probably 2002. So I did not want to use my ADHD as an excuse. So when we have these impulsive behaviors, whether it's spending money, it might even be eating, it might be impulsive actions or words or things we say, I don't like it when we use ADHD as an excuse. I make no excuses for my behavior when I am unmedicated or when I'm having a rough day. I don't excuse my behavior. The last thing I want to talk about is checking out. We with ADHD, when we're not interested in something or we really don't like it or we consider it totally boring or we don't understand the why, like if there's no why behind it, we have trouble getting started, we don't want to do it, we just don't. And I used to think as I sat in class, even in college, I would think it reminded me, was it Charlie Brown's teacher would say, wah, 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 wah. That's how I am when I'm not engaged in a conversation. The problem for me, and I'm assuming for a lot of you, is that we don't just check out on, you know, boring lectures in college. We have this tendency to check out even around people we love. And, oh gosh, I have done this around my grandparents. They're like in their 90s and, you know, I'm trying to have a phone conversation and I can't even focus. Like I'm not even hearing my grandmother, and I've done it to my husband, and I've missed, you know, important information or something that was important to him that he wanted to share. And I just wasn't interested enough. And I can't say that it was because of my ADHD. I don't want to blame it on that. I don't want to blame my not being present on ADHD. We cannot sustain attention sometimes even when we know we should. And there are people in our lives, family members, our children, our spouses, maybe even your boss, your best friend who lives across the country. You want to hear these people. And that's the thing about ADHD is if you don't treat it, you're going to miss out on things. And then you're going to have to be making excuses to people. You're going to have to be explaining why you forgot your sister-in-law's birthday or why you forgot your own grandmother's birthday. You know, then you're in a position where you have to make excuses. And I just, this whole idea of using the ADHD as an excuse, but then denying that you need to treat it, it's really a problem. You know, we can't just self-medicate it away. You know, also don't use your ADHD as a reason to abuse substances. I know what it feels like. Like, I know what it feels like for your brain to be on fast forward. It's not pleasant. I know that it feels more relaxing to have a glass or two of wine. It's not always easy to relax in our heads for us. You know, the brain just goes and goes and goes and goes. I don't want this to go on too long, but please, don't use ADHD as an excuse. Don't use it as an excuse for checking out of your life. Don't use it as an excuse for really bad decision-making and behaviors. Don't use ADHD as an excuse for emotional overload. The first thing you have to do is treat your ADHD. The other stuff becomes easier if you treat the ADHD. I promise you. I know there are a lot of barriers, but don't let yourself use ADHD as an excuse for not living a full life, for not experiencing all the things, for not engaging with other humans. And don't be mad at other people because they don't understand. Do not use it as an excuse. I get it. I wish that's the way it works, but unfortunately, that's not the way life works. If we want to make it in this world, if we want to be professionals and life partners and parents, we can't make excuses. We have to accept what is, and we have to treat the ADHD.
Let's show the world what empowered people with ADHD can do. Let's show the world that we're managing it. We can show up and we're excellent employees, we're excellent parents, and we're great life partners. I don't know if you can tell, but this was a really tough episode for me to record because I have personally made some of these excuses at different times in my life. And with that in mind, I want to talk about my private group. It's called the ADHD Enclave. It is a membership community for women who are inspired, women who are seeking personal development and who want to know about ADHD, want to know how to live their best lives. We meet 4 times a week. I hold that space open and I show up, and I hope that you will show up too. We talk about all the hard stuff and we support each other through it. And I provide some extra content and some ADHD mastermind stuff also every month. Let's do this together. No excuses, just growth. Until next time, always remember that we are stronger together.